This is Terry Mandel dictating an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file, period. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Janet Saylor, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Janet, J-A-N-E-T. Last name is S-A-Y-L-O-R. That's S-A-Y-L-O-R, period. On April 25th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, taking the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 69-year-old female, height 5 foot 5 inches tall, weight 140 pounds, period. The patient was involved at a fall at Walmart on or about July 1st, 2022, period. This was inside the store in Avon, period. Apparently, a Starbucks mixture of milk and coffee that was initially in a glass bottle was apparently dropped previously, and the patient did not see it, period. She fell and was initially unconscious, period. She hit the floor, period. She did strike her head, period. She did have some loss of immediate memory of the accident, period. Upon waking up, she couldn't move either leg, period. She had pain in her left hip, comma, right knee, comma, headache, comma, as well as her chest, period. She was informed that she fractured her right knee and left hip, period. New paragraph. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still having pain in her left hip with diminished range of motion, and also right knee pain with diminished range of motion, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that that day ambulance took her to IUS. They did x-rays, and she was admitted for approximately 5 days, period. The next morning, she was taken to surgery for 3 screws to be inserted in her left hip, period. Her right knee was put in a Velcro cast, period. She had physical therapy in the hospital and was released to home, period. She had home physical therapy for approximately 2 weeks, period. She was seen at IU West for outpatient physical therapy, period. Outpatient orthopedics removed the Velcro cast. However, her screws remain, period. She was advised that she may need some knee injections, period. New paragraph. Her right knee pain is problematic with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that occurs a few hours per day, period. It is a burning type pain, period. It is a throbbing, stabbing pain, period. On a good day, it ranges in intensity from 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. New paragraph. Her left hip pain with diminished range of motion is described as an intermittent pain, period. It occurs approximately every other day for several hours, period. It is a burning and stabbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into the left thigh, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with lifting, comma, climbing stairs, comma, entering a car, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as tennis, comma, playing and watching her great-grandson, comma, sleep, comma, walking of a prolonged nature, comma, and running is impossible, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medicines for this condition, such as Advil, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history reveals Crohn's disease. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals in July of 2022 she had hip surgery for this automobile accident, period. In March of 23, she had a rod inserted in her cervical spine for narrowing in the neck unrelated to this injury, period. She has had bowel reconstruction surgery, hysterectomy, and gallbladder surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never injured her right knee in the past, period. The patient has never injured her left hip in the past, period. The patient injured her right ankle in a motorcycle accident at age 17. It was fractured and healed without problem in approximately 2 months, period. The patient had a fractured right arm roller skating at age 16 and it healed without problems, period. The patient has never had a prior fall injury, period. The patient has not been in any major automobile accidents, only minor automobile accidents without injury, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient has not had any prior store injuries or prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph, her occupation is that of a retired candy store operator, period. New paragraph, at this time, I reviewed several medical records and like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Orthopedic inpatient consultation, July 2nd, 2022, states 68-year-old female who sustained a mechanical fall yesterday at Walmart when she slipped on some coffee, period. She had immediate pain in her left hip and right knee and was unable to ambulate, period. X-rays revealed a left femoral neck fracture and right patellar fracture, period. She was placed in a knee immobilizer on the right side and admitted to the medical hospitalist service, period. They discussed treatment options with her, including non-operative management of her right patellar fracture, as it is minimally displaced, period. In regards to her left hip, I recommended surgical fixation, period. Rehab note at IU West Hospital of initial evaluation, August 1st, 2022, status post left femoral neck fracture, right patellar fracture, period. Patient having a lot of pain in the left hip prevents her from sleeping, period. Has pain with fully straightening hip, period. Patient having constant, more intense pain in the right knee, period. CT examination of the pelvis, July 1st, 2022, shows acute, mildly impacted left subcapital femoral neck fracture, period. IU Health Radiology Report X-rays of the knee, July 1st, 2022. Number one, acute displaced comminuted patellar intra-articular fracture, period. Number two, large right knee joint effusion, period. IU University Health Hospital course reveals admission date, July 1st, 2022. Discharge date, July 5th, 2022. Discharge diagnoses, difficulty walking, generalized weakness, hip fracture, patellar fracture, period. Discharge orders were physical therapy and home health physical therapy. Hospital course, she was doing well at her baseline when she slipped on spilled coffee at Starbucks, period. She developed right knee pain and left hip pain and thus presented to the emergency room where she was found to have fractures at both sides, period. Assessment and plan is left subcapital femoral neck fracture and right acute displaced comminuted patellar intraarticular fracture with joint effusion, period. Status post screw fixation, left femoral neck fracture, non-op management right patellar fracture, period. X-rays of the pelvis and hip, IU Hospital, July 15th, 2022. The patient is status post interval pinned for a left subcapital fracture period. The hardware is intact and the alignment is improved in acceptable period. There is early callus formation period. X-rays of the knee, July 15th, 2022. Patellar fracture with stable alignment and early callus formation period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of fall injury of July 1st, 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, there were scoping scars noted involving her left hip, period. The patient had an abnormal gait, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left hip revealed diminished strength and crepitance on range of motion, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished range of motion of the hip, lacking 26 degrees of flexion and 14 degrees of extension, period. Abduction ABD was diminished by 10 degrees and adduction diminished by 8 degrees, period. Internal rotation diminished by 6 degrees and external rotation diminished by 10 degrees, period. Examination of the right hip was normal, period. Examination of the left knee was normal, period. Examination of the right knee revealed 10% swelling with diminished range of motion and crepitance, period. There was warmth and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right knee with flexion diminished by 40 degrees and external rotation diminished by 12 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation involving the right dorsal foot, period. Reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and impacted subcapital fracture of the femoral neck. Number two, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, displaced patellar fracture, comma, comminuted and intra-articular extension of the patellar fracture, comma, and joint effusion, period. Number three, cephalgia resolved. Number four, concussion resolved. Number five, chest pain and trauma resolved, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury at the Walmart store on July 1st, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to the left hip, utilizing table 16-4, the patient qualifies for 9% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment utilizing table 16-11, period. In reference to the right knee, utilizing table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 12% lower extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment utilizing table 16-10, period. When we combine these total whole body impairments, the patient has a 9% whole body impairment as a result of the fall injury at Walmart, period. As the patient ages, you will be much more susceptible to arthritis in both the left hip and right knee as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient could benefit by some injections in her knee, as well as physical therapy at an estimated cost of $2,000, period. the patient can benefit by over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life period. A knee brace would cost $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A 10 unit costs $500, period. The patient may, down the road, require screw removal that is presently in the hip area, and she may also, as she ages, require hip replacement, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO End of Dictation.